Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 22nd of April. The Need to Fear the Lord. In this season, the Lord has been addressing the issue of sanctification in our families. In this regard, He is coming upon many in judgment because they have not discerned the body in relation to this matter. Their unsanctified engagement in the community of the church has been the fruit of their arrogance toward the word of the Lord. This is the word of His messengers proclaimed from the scriptures that were written by Peter and Paul. Paul testified that the rejection of his message by those who heard him speak was a humiliation. Likewise, the messengers in this age are humiliated when they preach what is written in the scriptures, and those who hear the word remain resolute in their iniquity. Instead of obeying the word, these ones cleave to presbyters with deceit. They seek alternative and corrupt counsel and patronize Christ's messengers who belong to the presbytery and who are given to preach the word. They do this while making complaint against them and their message, privately and at times openly. However, the Lord expects His messengers to continue to proclaim the word faithfully. As He said to Jeremiah, "The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream, and he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" Note that as the messengers of the Lord faithfully speak the word, rather than hit the rock with the rod in frustration, the word itself is like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces. We are living in fearful days as the judgments of the Lord come among us. Accordingly, this is the time to fear the Lord as we remember His word that says, "He who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." The references used in today's devotions are 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 29, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 21, Jeremiah chapter 23 verses 28 and 29, and Proverbs 29 verse 1. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 10.